Chapter 3. The king looks, then sees the miller's daughter. There is a change. "I am sorry," he says. "The gold is so bright, but you are brighter. I cannot hurt you. The gold is hard and cold. You are soft and warm." The miller's daughter looks at him. She understands the king. He is a famous man. He thinks gold is important. He must learn. She sees his eyes are kind. She touches his hand. "This is a new beginning," says the king. "I know what is important now." The king locks the door. He leaves the gold in the room. He walks with the miller's daughter. Soon they are married. A year later, the miller's daughter has a son. The son is perfect. The miller's daughter can see her mother in the baby's face. The king is quiet. Then he says, "I do not love gold now. I love you. I love our son. This is real gold." The miller's daughter looks at her cousin and friend, Anissa. Her cousin lives with her. She is her cousin and childhood friend. She helps the miller's daughter. Anissa knows about the little man. She knows about the promise. Anissa and the miller's daughter discuss the little man. They discuss the promise. But now the promise is real. The baby is real. The man is coming. He will ask for the baby, they think. "What can I do?" asks the miller's daughter. "It is a promise. I cannot change it. The king must not know." "He should know," says Anissa. She is angry. "I blame him and his silly gold." "We do not need him," says the miller's daughter quietly. "I am clever and you are brave. We can do this." One dark, cold night, the little man comes. The miller's daughter wakes up. He is standing by the bed. He looks at the baby. "Do you remember your promise?" he says. "This is my baby." The miller's daughter is calm. "I can give you anything," she says. "I am rich now. Do you want gold? Do you want treasure? You can have it." The little man shakes his head. "You know," he says, "a baby is better than gold. You must give him to me." The miller's daughter thinks. She is clever. She knows the man does not love the baby. He loves problems. "Give me a task," she says. "Give me a problem. You can make gold from straw. Now, give me a hard problem." The little man smiles an evil smile. The miller's daughter knows him. "Guess my name," he says. "What?" asks the miller's daughter. "Guess my name. You have 3 days. Then I take the child." He smiles again. The miller's daughter knows that she must accept. She must agree. So she does.